But we are looking at the fact that, you know, other countries, including Mauritius, actually took this decision to ban and put South Africa, as well as the fellow SADC countries, on the red list. Now, this was a massive blow to SA tourism and hospitality that are depending on foreign tourism to lift the battered industry. And just recently, it was a situation whereby people are saying, we've got special fares for you to go to Mauritius. You don't have to worry. We'll be able to get you special fares to go to Mauritius, and you'll be able to actually go down there and have a fantastic holiday. Now this has turned, and I think what upsets most South Africans is the fact that this decision was taken on the back of just the announcement of the variant as a variant of interest, first of all, and then the World Health Organization declared it a variant of concern. But the fact is that we still don't have enough information on actually what the variant does, how the variant goes around, what the infection rate is, how fast it is spread, what the side effects of the variant is, and how deadly this particular variant is. We'd love to hear from you on 0214460567. Mukhtar Jonas is back with us again. Mukhtar, sorry about that. A bit of a bad line there. You were explaining to us exactly why this decision was taken.
Okay. First, I would like to express that travel ban are extreme and unnecessary and don't usually work. And I think it's unfair, unjust, unwarranted, and draconian. So that's the first thing about travel ban. Now, why did Mauritius take that decision? I mean, it's understandable. There's panic. There's a political necessity to show that you do things and you want to protect the population. We're having a fourth wave at the moment in Mauritius. That's caused a lot of problems because Mauritius has been very well the first 2 years with only 9 to 10 deaths. Now they're having 20 in a week or whatever. And of course, this is also due to, I think, the efficacy of some of the Chinese vaccines and whatever, maybe not as effective on older people. Anyway, that's a different story. But this decision wasn't taken lightly because, I mean, obviously, the minute they discovered this, within a day, they stopped all the flights. There's hundreds of people stuck in South Africa. They're stranded and they are asking to get back home. They're visitors. They come here with kids, their family, their elderly. So now the government is planning repatriation flight with some COVID protocols. But you see, for me, it's like I fail to understand. All these people coming in are vaccinated. They all require a COVID test to fly. So they are safe. It will be the same thing on repatriation flight. So I don't understand quite why the travel ban came in straight. I think it was a bit of, like a lot of people do, they do something and then they see that there's already something in place that can address that, you know? Mm. And this is what, you know, whether England or UK or USA wants to do. Instead of travel ban, they should impose COVID protocols. If you're fully vaccinated, you have a negative PCR test, you will be allowed to travel because of the variant. But other people will not. So, you know, it's not a travel ban. It's about a travel restriction, which I think is what Ramaphosa, Alan Windey, and all these people are saying. Listen, you can't be draconian. You can put some restrictions and try to mitigate the risk, which is understandable. Mm. But, you know, Zain, let me tell you one thing. You know, if people behave like this, like South Africa has the technology, the resources, and the know-how to identify variants, there's dozens of variants, more lethal, more mutated, flowing around the world that nobody knows, nobody wants to see, nobody can see. And it's difficult to see when somebody comes out and helps the world and they get punished.
That's Mukhtar Jonas chatting.